Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December 16th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 7 cents, closing at 388. January beans up 14 and a half cents, closing at 922. March wheat up 17 and a quarter cents, closing at 549 and three quarters. Obviously a strong day here today. Meal strong back over $300. It was up 440. Oil strong up 54 ticks. So the rally continues out here, obviously prompted by the finalization of the trade deal with China. Again, they haven't said what specific amounts of commodities they're going to buy, but certainly the trade thinks they're going to take a lot of pork, a lot of beans, corn, maybe even some wheat. So we'll have to see. But it's all friendly, in my opinion. I was bullish long run because I thought the carryouts were lower than what the government is telling us. And I think when you add in this new demand model, it takes it even lower. So, you know, we've had a nice rally, 55 cents on beans off the recent lows. That's a strong Fibonacci number. If we can close over 923 tomorrow, I think it projects for another jump in prices. If we can close March corn over 390, again, I think we can see another jump. Funds were certainly buyers in here today. They probably bought the better part of 10 to 12,000 contracts of corn, probably bought 20 to 25,000 contracts of beans, 20,000 wheat. So I still think the funds have an awful lot of buying to do, particularly in the corn, beans, and meal. Are they going to want to cover before the end of the year? I would think that the trade deal has really got them caught the wrong way in here. And I would think they would want to cover. So, you know, long term, I'm friendly. The export inspections this morning were decent on the beans, 1.26. Not bad on the corn, 686, but still light. Again, wheat, 506, not bad, but a little light. The crush came in at 164. That was well under the guesses. Not a bad number, but not nearly as strong as last month. So, you know, all in all, I think it's a funds game in here. Looked like they were buying all the breaks in this market today, with the exception of the wheat. The wheat broke as much as 8 cents off the highs. A little disconcerting, but you know, I think it just got a little bit ahead of itself here today. But longer term, I think we can move these markets higher. We would like to see some export sales, certainly by tomorrow. Maybe that's what the buying was about today. But I would think China would start to be looking to buy some corn and beans out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.